Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We did have Rudy Gobert on, and I promise you it's not going to be nearly as impressive as what we've got coming up for you today. It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Igwumike. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Igwumike, and Janae, this is a big day around here. We've been talking about it since last week. We let everyone in on it, and it feels only right that on International Women's Day, we are going to have the First Take Her Take over coming up in the 5 o'clock hour here. How excited are you? Our pre-show meeting was so much more fun letting you, Charlie Arnold, and Kimberly Martin, who comprised that podcast, take over around here the way you guys are going to at 5 o'clock.
Are you saying I'm not normally fun? I hear what you're saying here. No, really. Kimberly A. Martin, our own ESPN NFL reporter, Charlie Arnold, who you see hosted First Take today. We will be having a First Take Her Take over. And y'all, it's so much fun because not only do we get to talk on our podcast First Take Her Take about sports, we also spill the tea, and my oh my, we got a double dose of amazing content with NBA All-Star, and I pressed record on the Oprah interview with the royal family, you know, probably in their mentions right now because of Meghan Markle and formerly, I believe now, Prince Harry. So like we're gonna have a lot to talk about in a few minutes.
It really is, like as someone said so eloquently on Twitter, which is not a thing I often get to say last night, America is now even doing tea better than the British after what went off with Oprah, Harry, and Meghan. And so you're right, but it was, Janae, an incredible way to watch it. So that's going to be great. Having Kimberly and Charlie here is going to be awesome. Really looking forward to that in the next hour. But
wait, what about yourself?
Oh, well, listen, I'm going to be holding it down. So this is actually the really nervous portion of this for me. So you guys just heard Christine Lisi do a phenomenal update here.
Yes.
Our SportsCenter update anchor extraordinaire, the master baker and renowned Bills fan. I'm listening, taking notes, because apparently I am supposed to do the SportsCenter updates during that 5 o'clock hour. And so I'm sitting here writing my script before the show, and then all of a sudden I hear Christine go, and I'm like, all right, well, this is way better. I got to like start to go over notes. So I am going to be furiously picking Christine's brain on this, trying to make sure I don't mess things up.
I mean, she keeps all of ESPN Radio together, the queen, so she deserves a break, so I'm glad you're holding it down.
It is going to be great. Christine, I have to ask you now, as we get ready for this, and we'll get into the All-Star game, the two-screen viewing experience last night with that interview with Meghan Markle and the former Prince Harry. We'll get into what I think was the biggest seed planted at this year's NBA All-Star game. Very much looking forward to. But Christine, do you have any tips for me here as I try and do this, because I'm sweating this out right now?
Do you want me to just give you my scripts?
Honestly, you know what?
Would that be helpful?
Christine, that you know what? I don't feel like I can
I'm not trying to insult you, by the way.
Not at
yes,
all.
She is.
I'm not taking You know what? Christine, you'd be right to insult me because I am a hack
help
when
him.
It comes to this.
He needs
but I
help.
Also want to try and do it on my own. So okay. I'm going to try and channel you, but I don't want to fully copy copy and paste for
Christine,
you.
Christine, if everything crashes and burns, be ready at the half hour mark, okay?
I will.
You know, we're going to have Christine on here to grade me after these
yes.
come up.
So, I like this.
Christine.
No, I believe in you, Junior. I'm just, you know, putting pressure on you. Nope. Because you're great. You're a game time player, so pressure.
You know what? Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Pressure bursts pipes or it makes diamonds. We will find out what that looks like at around 5 o'clock Eastern here as we get ready for the First Take, Her Takeover. But, Janae, last night we did have that interview and the NBA All-Star game going on, which is crazy, but that's how most of us were taking this in. And I want to get your big picture view of the NBA All-Star game because it was one that came in under a lot of scrutiny for even happening in the first place. We had the news about Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons not taking part in the All-Star game because of contact tracing after yet another positive test involving a barber in the world of sports, like we saw in the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Janae, what was your biggest takeaway from NBA All-Star weekend, or should I say NBA All-Star night on Sunday?
Biggest takeaway was it was a great game. I mean, even though we didn't get the competitive, All-Star game that we did last time where we were able to see them sort of come down the stretch, it was more of a blowout. It was still fun because there was sensational shooting. And it really started with the three-point contest, Junior, with Steph Curry coming down to the final ball. And then you just see him sort of extend his arms after knocking that down the same way he would do it in a playoff game. Like we felt that.
Dunk contest left a little bit to be desired. I think the scoring was a little different after that first dunk by Cassius Stanley, that like the scoring the rest of the way was a little messed up. But I digress because the game delivered. And I want to talk about the shooting ability because we got Giannis Antetokounmpo as an MVP. And what he was able to do in this new age version of positionless basketball, you've got
a point, you know, forward that goes 16 for 16 from the field, including, I believe, two threes. One of them banks open. He gets MVP. The guy that could have got it too was the guy who just won the 3-point contest, Steph Curry. He was one of those honorable mention candidates for MVP of the actual game. And so we saw really great shooting, even including, you know, the logo Lillard, Damian Lillard knockdown threes, which, by the way, moved all the way to half court. Mm. The fact that those guys could pull up and just make those because they practice those. When I, you know, it's funny. I go in SportsCenter, a lot of people say like, oh, you know, Dame, like, he's shooting this. Remember in preseason when he was posting those videos of him shooting at half court?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this man does not shoot a shot that he does not think he can make. Like, he will step on the floor. If he thinks he can make it, he will shoot it. And we saw how much they work for them to be able to just pull that out of their bag, an all-star. And so we got amazing shooting. I'm at the point where I'm like, should we have a 4-point line, Junior? Because at this point, Steph Curry, what he was able to make in the 3-point contest with those like Mountain Dew, you know, you saw those green, like the ones that were a little bit further back. I was like, should we start making it a 4-point shot to make these end of game scenarios when you're up three a little bit more interesting? It was a great display of shooting from a power, you know, a point forward in Giannis, from the guards and Steph Curry and Damian Lillard. Overall, it was a win. But then you start thinking about, okay, in the bubble, it was fantastic. Outside of the bubble, it was active, and that's what made me nervous.
Yeah, active to say the least in that surrounding area. But it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because there was phenomenal shooting, so much so that Paul George, who was on Team LeBron and famously criticized Damian Lillard after that game-winning shot, saying it was a bad shot when they played in the playoffs not too long ago, said, I had to be wrong back then because clearly that's a great shot for Dame. It is well within range. But Steph Curry is the one I want to focus in on, Shanae, because it was interesting. All-Star Weekend is famously a weekend where LeBron James and many others, especially Captain LeBron James, who got to pick this team, use that time to maybe get in the ear of guys that they would like to play with going forward in the future. And LeBron James and Steph Curry could not have looked happier together. For a guy in LeBron James who appeared to come into this weekend about as bitter about this game happening as anyone on planet Earth, he seemed to find a lot of joy in the loving arms of Steph Curry. Here was LeBron James, the captain of his team that won 170-150, talking about getting to play alongside guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo and Steph Curry.
Absolutely. That's why I drafted him, man. It's guys that I obviously compete against, you know, on a nightly basis, but guys that I'm just in awe of, and Giannis and Steph. It's my first time teaming up with Steph, and it was an honor to be on the floor with him, man. You know, a guy that I've seen, you know, come and be the player that he is today. But it was just, it was great to be out there with Steph and Giannis and the rest of the guys, too.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Chinee, I saw NBA Legends Lounge tweet during the game, Steph's contract expires after next season, and he's got a house in Los Angeles. I'm just saying, now I have scoured real estate internet and have not been able to find that house in Los Angeles, but Steph Curry's contract is up after next season. He becomes an unrestricted free agent after the 2022 season. So, Chinee, how do we feel about this potential recruitment? Because this is now the sole focus of my NBA consciousness.
Bron always crouton. Real MVPs of the weekend, not just Giannis Antetokounmpo, but also Tyler Perry. And it looks like LeBron James shooting his shot. You know where I'm going with Tyler Perry watching that. You know, I do think that, you know, the Warriors are in a very unique position because Steph dedicated his 3-point contest win to Klay Thompson, his brother. But you can just see, even with Klay Thompson back, the league is just moving in a way different direction. Young guys like the Utah Jazz that may not have as much talent have cohesion and they have that energy. And you just wonder, you know, can the Warriors recreate some of that magic against young teams like the Utah Jazz or teams that are now, my goodness, we have not mentioned it, in the middle of All-Star, we got a Woj bomb saying that Blake Griffin has joined the Brooklyn Nets. And so when you look at the way things are stacking up, say, you know, Blake and James Harden and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant win a championship, why would they not want to try to run it back 1 or 2 or 3 years? And after the deal is done for Steph Curry, maybe he'll look like, man, shoot, maybe I got to join forces. If KD did it to win a championship, maybe I got to keep that same energy. And so these are where the seeds are planted. And I did love them playing together because that was just so much fun to see.
I gotta tell you, between the two teams, KD's team looked miserable the entire time. LeBron's team's chucking up half-court threes. They're throwing lobs off the backboard. And they won by 20. Like, they had a great time on what was an all-star game that everyone was concerned about. But you mentioned it there. Blake Griffin did announce, and we heard that Woj bomb during the game, that Blake Griffin was going to sign with the Brooklyn Nets. Coming up next, I will give you the perfect comp for this and why it should make Brooklyn fans feel even better than they do already. We'll get to that next. Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
Big day around these parts. You guys are about 45 minutes away from the first take, her takeover here on Janae Angola Jr. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. If you haven't listened to the podcast, what are you doing? Go download it wherever you get your podcast. First Take, Her Take, our own Chinee Agwumike, Charlie Arnold, who you saw earlier today hosting First Take, and of course, Kimberly A. Martin, our great ESPN NFL reporter. So, Chinee, while you are getting ready to, you know, lead the charge on that, I am getting the best tips from our very own Christine Lisi about the SportsCenter updates that I'm going to be holding down. So we are all getting ready right now. Feels good.
I'm so excited. Yes. Charlie Arnold, Kimberly A. Martin joining us in about 40 minutes. The clock is on.
The clock is ticking right now. And the clock is ticking on everybody else in the NBA right now, Chinee, to figure their bleep out, because the Brooklyn Nets continue to load up and load out in a big, big way. Over the weekend, we got the announcement that Blake Griffin, who was, you know, getting a buyout from the Detroit Pistons and going to be on the free agent market, going to sign with the Brooklyn Nets in a move that surprises absolutely no one. And, Chinee, your first reaction to this announcement, because Blake Griffin is a big name. He's someone we've known well around the NBA for a long time here. But what does he offer Brooklyn here in 2021?
Championship favorites odds. The Brooklyn Nets are championship favorites clear cut now with Blake Griffin on their roster. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, what has he been like? It's going to be really fun to see him back in the limelight. I'm not mad at him for finding his way out of Detroit, because his talents deserve that. And it will be an interesting, you know, I guess you can say assimilation back to that limelight, because his game has really changed, Junior. He used to play primarily above the rim. Anytime he was downhill attacking the basket, he wanted to just yeet, yam on you, dunk it in your face. No. He switched his game up now. He plays primarily below the rim, and he's done this because he had a couple of nagging injuries, and this is for longevity. But don't let that fool you. And that's what we're going to come to see. Don't let that fool you. Blake Griffin is still a special talent in this league, even if he's playing under the rim. This man, off the dribble, you'd be surprised. He does off the dribble step back threes. He's off the dribble getting to the rim using his size and finishing well. But the most underrated part, Junior, that is going to be the most important part for the Brooklyn Nets' success is his ability as a passer. And a lot of people are excited. They're like, oh, Lob City 2.0, baby, with DeAndre Jordan on the Brooklyn Nets as well. It's not necessarily going to be just like that. It's going to be probably different. His passing is not going to be like getting DJ those, you know, dunks. It's instead going to be, all right, kicking it to KD, kicking it, using the pick and roll to Pop, kicking it to Kyrie, kicking it to James Harden. I mean, the myriad, the zillion options that they have once he attacks using his brute force and strength and skill has just made it nearly impossible for us to wrap our minds around how someone can beat them if they're all healthy and on the same court. So Blake Griffin's ability as a passer will shine through. He also will be protected, you know, body-wise, injury-wise, because he's not going to be the primary option. He's like the fourth option coming off the bench largely. So this move clearly makes Brooklyn a contender, especially hopefully getting KD back as well.
Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. And I think his effect on their championship odds, and we can check this, is probably going to be minimal, Janae, because this looks really familiar to me. Like, yes, they're no doubt, you're absolutely right in your assessment there. They are championship contenders, but I think the level he raises that up is going to be something that we don't necessarily see reflected in the odds movement there, because this to me has an exact NFL comp. Like, NBA fans, if you were not around or paying attention during the football season, there was this team called the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady went down to them. They had a bunch of free agent signings over to that team when Brady made his way there, including this one, the Blake Griffin of the NFL in Leonard Fournette. Now, Leonard Fournette, a lot younger than Blake Griffin and doesn't have the accolades, but hear me out on the comp. He plays a position that in today's NFL, Leonard Fournette, is certainly less glorified than it used to be in running back. Leonard Fournette is someone whose production wasn't seen as something emblematic of modern NFL backs. He certainly did not live up to his overall draft billing during his time in Jacksonville, but got to a team in Tampa Bay where he provided depth at a position they already had some in and was a big name. Everyone saw Leonard Fournette and remembered the top 10 pick and said, oh man, Tampa Bay championship, when it's like, yeah, playoff Lenny ended up becoming a thing and helping a lot, but that was by no means the thing that drove them to a championship. And it feels the very same way with Blake Griffin, where he's a big name we all remember and we can make big four jokes and stuff right now, but he's going to provide depth at a position inside that's not necessarily the most important in the modern NBA, but provides a lot of great feeling and conversation around the team.
On point, very on point comparison to Leonard Fournette. The only difference is Blake Griffin knows what it's like to be a superstar in the league. He knows that when he is healthy, he can dominate in a way that athletically most people can't. And I think he's just saving it. He's been saving himself. I know only averaging, what, 12 points per game in 20 games with Detroit, but he sort of knew, all right, I'm probably not going to be here forever. I'm probably going to try to get out of this thing. Let me just make sure my body's in the best, you know, form so that, all right, if I have to go somewhere, it's going to be to a contender. I've gone to the best team potentially when all pieces are together in the East, and now I am the icing on the cake. And it's going to, the question has been around the Brooklyn Nets. Who can, you know, hold down the interior? Well, now you have your answer because you have someone that is a six-time All-Star that knows his ins and outs around dominance in the league. So, yeah, maybe, you know, the odds won't be much different, but the intangibles are exactly why I feel like basketball fans will be like, oh, snap, now they're, like, untouchable.
Blake Griffin making his way to Brooklyn right now and forcing the rest of the league to sit around and try and figure out how are we going to do this. As everyone always says, LeBron James forced everyone to do this in order to beat him after last year. Good God almighty. But coming up next, if Brooklyn is going to go out and form their new Big Four, if you want to call it that right now, what is the rest of the league going to do in response? And could it put one of the biggest stars in the league, the best shooter we've ever seen, on the move in the near future? We'll get to all that with a special guest next after this word from Indeed.
Are you trying to be where the money resides? Then you need Indeed. When you own a business, you're the owner of everything. Sales, finance, customer service. Fortunately, Indeed is uniquely qualified to help you really own hiring. Right when you sponsor a job post, Indeed's Instant Match searches through the millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description immediately. Then you can invite them to apply to your job right away. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Steph Curry was cooking at NBA All-Star, three-point contest champ. But is the bromance with Team LeBron something we should read more into? Maybe. We'll get right to that after this on Janae and Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now. Come look at us. First Take, Her Take, Takeover very soon on ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Faster. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake.
Sits on his bro. No, I don't want your number. It's been a while.
I was going to say, if there was a song, and anyone who's familiar with Janae and Golic Jr. knows, if I lay out long enough and we got a song and no scrubs coming on, I figured, Janae, you were going to take the bait eventually there.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that is my anthem right now. I'm not lying. That is my anthem right now.
Damn, scrubs have been put on notice right now. People are catching strays and they don't even know it out here.
Yep.
Scrubs, Janae has no time for you. She's in DoorDash commercials right now. Get right or get out of the way.
Hey, we're going to feed the whole crew here. Let's go.
Let me hold that discount password. Let's go.
Cliff's excited, huh? Welcome
back. I need
that
50% off code. Send that to me ASAP.
Well, Cliff's excited for a couple of reasons. One, we are very excited to see Janae out here where the money resides right now, but more importantly, seeing that support for female athletes, for the WNBA, that kind of partnership, that kind of support is a thing that's vitally important all the time, but definitely fun to celebrate on International Women's Day, on a day where we're going to have the First Take, Her Takeover, coming up in the next hour. Cliff's also excited because we got a segment coming up in about 10 minutes that we have been talking about for a while around here. We have more Philadelphia-based crew members I think per capita in any department in ESPN over here in ESPN Radio. We are Philly as hell over here. And so Good John, Bad John is coming up in about 10 minutes here. But before we get all sorts of Philly up in here, we got to get all sorts of Bay Area, because in the All-Star game last night, Steph Curry was one of the big-time stories. And so why don't we go to the guy that wrote the book on him? Marcus Thompson joins us now, the Athletics Bay Area columnist with us here on Chinay and Golic Jr., author of Golden, The Miraculous Rise of Steph Curry. Marcus, how you doing?
What's up? Can we get the hella good, hella bad segment going? You know what I'm saying? One time for the Bay.
That is true. I'm going to say, we're neglecting dialect from a different part of the country. Hella good, hella bad, coming to you next week when Marcus Thompson joins us. Best believe that. But Marcus, I want to start with hella interesting from last night in the All-Star game, because Steph Curry and LeBron James looked like they were having a great time out there. Steph was dominant in the three-point contest. How important do you think this was for Steph Curry to sort of take back his time and remind everyone in the NBA what he was about?
Man, I think this is actually pretty huge, right? And if you know Curry, right, Steph is Mr. Appreciation, right? He, all of this stuff, he just soaks it all in. It all matters. It's all meaningful. He grew up in NBA locker rooms. So just the fraternity of NBA players is a big deal to him. Like, this is why you always see, he'll always make time to talk to players. He's always hugging them. He loves the moments and all that stuff. So you can see he's just having the most fun in the world. But for me, knowing Steph and watching this journey, I think this was a sign that he's kind of made it. Like, he's made it through the gauntlet of everybody questioning him, of old school players saying he ain't that good and it ain't real and, you know, it's a gimmick. Like, he's going through all that, and he's got to the space where even LeBron is like, yo, this dude changed the game. It's time to put some respect on him. And I think that matters to Steph. I think it matters probably even more than he would let on, because he values the opinions of other players. Just like it was bothering him when they were saying, you know, remember when Oscar Robertson was like, all you got to do is press up on him. It ain't that hard, like, and all these criticism over the years, getting that anointing from LeBron, I do think it mattered a lot.
Best way to describe this, Marcus, his quote, he had a bar. He said, I have a lot to accomplish, but nothing to prove. There's a subtle little difference there. I thought that was a bar. Marcus Thompson, the Athletic Bay Area columnist, joining us here on Chinay and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And it's time to get hella messy, okay, Marcus, because Team LeBron looked like they had a lot of fun. The duo of Steph and LeBron, you could sort of see there was like a little synergy there. And now thinking that Steph's contract up is after, you know, it's up after next year, $46 million. Man, that man is talking about being where the money resides. Do you think that something more was happening between those two, or do you think it was just them having fun?
So, I mean, are we daydreaming or are we being for real? Because I could definitely create an alternate universe, Rick and Morty style, where, like, Steph and LeBron rip off five straight titles. Like, I can craft this universe. I don't think it's going to happen, but I could definitely put it together, because LeBron is, what, 36? And in a couple years, you know, he's going to need an A1 star. I'm not knocking it, right? I'm not saying it's impossible, but I just don't see Steph leaving the Warriors. I think along the lines of, like, how he appreciates the game and what matters to him, I think it's going to be a big deal for Steph to play with the Warriors his entire career. Like, one of his idols is Reggie Miller, right? Like, he's not going to – it's going to take something to go bad for him to leave the Warriors, just because he wants to put in that 20 years and say, I did it with one team. And that's unique. But, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's fire off these possibilities of LeBron and Steph playing together, because I kind of want to see it after – watching them in an All-Star game. If you believe that was the first time they ever played together, ever? No Olympics, no, like, All-Stars, nothing. It's just the first time they've ever been on the same team.
I know we all sort of got excited at their googly eyes and how much they appreciated each other. But, yeah, maybe it's a long shot, but anything is possible. Isn't that what Kevin Garnett did say? And speaking of another former player in the Bay, Kevin Durant, how important is he going to be down the stretch, especially after, you know, the Brooklyn Nets really acquired Blake Griffin in the middle of All-Star?
Well, yeah, the Brooklyn is like stacking former All-Stars like the Warriors did. It's KD, first off, can we just say this dude is unbelievable, yo. Like, he's coming off an Achilles, and he still looks like he can roll out of bed and get 30, which is insane. I feel like they're the favorites. That team, I don't know how you guard them. I understand their defensive issues, but you simply just can't guard Kevin Durant. Like, you can't guard him. And then on top of that, you got to deal with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. And now maybe Blake Griffin will be a spot-up shooter. Who knows what he has left. I think that team is loaded. And it's going to be tough. If Kevin Durant is healthy and he enters the playoff, you know, situation at the peak of his game, that team is going to be tough. Because keep in mind, Kevin Durant is super talented. He's also got a ton of experience. This dude's been in the league forever, so he's seen it all. I don't know how you guard this guy. I really don't see how you stop all three of them at the same time.
And listen, if Marcus Thompson doesn't know how to guard him, because this is the man who literally wrote the book, KD, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest, then everybody else is in an awful lot of trouble. Marcus, we appreciate your time on this. We know it had to be a fun weekend as well. Proud Clark University alum, seeing all the HBCU love going on at the All-Star weekend. So we thank you for joining us and spreading some of that love here. Hella good.
Oh, man, I shed my AUC tear, man. I was feeling it. I stood up and everything and sang Lift Every Voice and Sing with my daughter. It was fire. Oh, we were in it. We were in it. It was great.
That's incredible.
Me and Bomani, baby.
I can say, out here repping very hard right now. I'm feeling good about it. I saw Bo's pride all over Twitter, and yours no doubt to match. That's awesome. Marcus, we appreciate the time. We're going to make hella good, hella bad happen and get you back here soon, all right?
Thanks, Marcus.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.
Marcus Thompson, the Athletics Bay Area columnist with us here on Chinay and Golic Jr. But we're going to get the hellas out of here right now and get ready for some Johns. Good John, bad John next. The state of Philadelphia sports, a lot in flux after reports from our own Chris Mortensen, ESPN NFL insider, talking about a one-man show in Philadelphia for the Eagles. We'll get to that after this word from Body Armor.
Wait, hold on a second. You know what else is hella good? Body Armor Light, baby. Body crazy, workout ready, big drink on deck. I am talking about Body Armor Light. Let it help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Light is the low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. It has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. Athletes like your girl, Chinay Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., even though he's retired, Mike Trout, Sabrina Ionescu, and Dustin Johnson use Body Armor Light to stay hydrated. So why not give it a try? No, seriously. Why not give it a try? From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. You can learn more at bacommittofit.com. That is bacommittofit.com. Now, Philadelphia made a move by choosing not to make one. What was it? Was it a good John or was it a bad John? Eagles fans, we are all up in your business right after this on Chinay and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We are only about 15 minutes away.
Yes.
From the moment everyone's been waiting for here on Chinay and Golic Jr., presented by Progressive Insurance, Mike Golic Jr. and Chinay Ogwumike. But I'm about to get the hell out of the way here in 15 minutes. Charlie Arnold and Kimberly Martin are going to join Chinay Ogwumike and come together like Voltron to form the podcast that we've been telling you about here for a while, First Take, Her Take. We're getting the First Take, Her Takeover coming up here soon.
So excited for this. I am excited to talk about NBA All-Star, but more importantly, we're going to also talk about the tea that was spilt in the Oprah Winfrey interview with Meghan Markle, which has a tie to sports because Serena Williams posted about it.
I was going to say, you know what? It had a tie to sports because everyone was watching it while we were watching the All-Star game.
There we go.
It was a fascinating two-screen experience.
That was. I don't know how you did that because I recorded mine. And then I watched it afterward, but you were able to do both. Wow, impressive.
You find a way, Chinay, just like we're going to find a way right now to finally make use of something we've been saying around here way too much. ESPN Radio has more people from Philadelphia working in its halls than any department in this company. Cliff, our great producer here, proudly repping Philadelphia, proud Temple alum, has always been trying to get us up to date on all the Philadelphia dialect, things like bull and John. And John is one of those catch-all words that tends to to come up a lot. And Chiney and I say it very poorly. And so we've decided, especially since there's so much Philadelphia in the news right now, the future of the quarterback position there, their basketball team in the news over the weekend,
yep,
that we want to try and take the temperature of Philly in something we're going to call Good John, Bad John. And so we're going to allow Cliff, our Philadelphia native, to come in smoking hot here.
Your team got you down.
It's very sad and very frustrating.
We got you. Because now is your time.
It is an absolute abomination.
Coming in hot with Janae and Golic Jr.
So Coming in Hot is brought to you by Fidelity Investments, but Good John, Bad John is brought to you by the city of Philadelphia. Cliff, I'm sorry we keep butchering this word, too.
Nah, Chinaki's butchering. You're actually saying
Whoa.
It all right. I like
Good
it.
John, oh. Bad John. I think I've got it.
Says John. I don't know who John is.
Good John, Bad John. Oh, that last one was good.
Who's John? I'm trying to figure out who John is.
I'm trying to figure out who John is.
Ask him the question, Junior.
Let's figure out who the Eagles quarterback is, because Cliff, Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, according to our own ESPN NFL insider Chris Mortensen, said he wants the Eagles to go with Jalen Hurts as their plan A at quarterback and not create a quarterback competition going into this upcoming season. Good John or Bad John?
This is a super good John, and I'll tell you why. They ruined the last quarterback that they had and drafted number two overall. Now they're stuck in a corner, and this is the only guy that they have left. This is the only option, right? You're probably not going to get the quarterback you want at number six. So therefore, I think this is the right choice to let Jalen Hurts get a year, another after what he played four games last season, or three and a half, whatever it was. Let him get a full year under his belt. Give him some weapons. Hopefully you bolster up the line a little bit. You're going to get healthy with Dillard and Brooks coming back. And maybe he'll get some protection, unlike the other quarterback who you just drafted number two overall, like I keep saying. And then maybe he'll have some success. I think this is a super good job for Jalen Hurts.
Chiney, this is interesting because they're trying to go against the very recent history they just lived through.
That's exactly what I was going to say. This is a super good job because, you know, I'm glad they're not trying to repeat history by drafting a quarterback that you have no plan for. So approved.
Sticking with their guy. Novel concept in Philadelphia. Maybe it's too late, but maybe we'll find out. Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Good John, Bad John with our very own Cliff. All right, Cliff. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons did not participate in the All-Star game this weekend due to contact tracing because their barber tested positive for COVID-19. Cliff, them not playing in the All-Star game, good John or bad John?
First of all, only in Philly does the barber get you a COVID protocol, right? But this is a super good John. Let him get like about a week of rest. I believe the Sixers play on Thursday is their game back. So let them guys stay out of the way. Stay out the streets. Please stay out the streets. Get away from everybody else. Come back healthy. We got a big second half coming up. There's a lot of back-to-backs. I'm super concerned. So health is the key. No trip to Atlanta, none of that party, and no hanging out with Lil Baby and Dirk and whoever is out there in Atlanta this weekend.
Everybody was out there in Atlanta.
Exactly. The streets is going crazy in Atlanta.
And that's why it's a bad John, Cliff, because if you think about the overall optics of the NBA, yeah, you had an All-Star game, but guess what? The city, they did not listen to the mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and it was way too active. So I think overall it was a bad John for the NBA, even though it might have helped their pockets.
Bad John for the NBA, but the question was, is it a good John for Joel and Ben? And yes, that was a good John for Joel and Ben.
I was going to say, that's the right difference in this part here, because you're right. This is a nightmare scenario for this to be a headline heading into All-Star Sunday night for the NBA. I think they have the Queen and Meghan Markle to kind of thank for taking some of the heat and attention off of that. But you're right. For the 76ers, down the stretch of the season, health is always at the forefront, especially with Joel Embiid in the lineup. All right,
and he couldn't win MVP, by the way, so now he's motivated to actually follow through on the real one this season.
That is true. Focus on the games that matter, not the one that doesn't count. Now, Cliff, last one here. The Eagles reportedly fielding calls for all-pro tight end Zach Ertz. Good John or bad John?
So this is a bad John for the city of Philadelphia, but this is a good John for Zach Ertz. We love Zach Ertz. Big guy in the community, Super Bowl champion. I believe he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Love Zach Ertz. Been a stand-up dude with the Eagles for a minute now. But, I mean, this is a good jump for him. Let him get out of city. Let him win somewhere else. Maybe even teams up with Carson at some point. But this is a super bad jump for Philly. That's a bad loss right there.
Chiney, I'm going to say your fellow Stanford alum here, Zach Ertz.
Good John. Free him. Let him be a number one target somewhere else where there's a little bit more competency. No offense, Cliff.
Okay, well, this is going to be a rebuilding process, and they're going to try and figure out how to do it around Jalen Hurts, then maybe letting Zach Ertz go and live out the twilight of his career somewhere else. Maybe the best involved. Really like good John, bad John.
Oh, yeah.
For the first go at it right now. Cliff balling out Philadelphia. Never short on content for us. But coming up next, we continue to give you guys the content that people need. First Take, Her Take, back to Take Over, Chinay Ngolick Jr. Get all the good tea coming up next here on ESPN Radio and streaming on ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Chinay Ngolick Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.